Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. It's a real privilege and honor to be in the house with you tonight. My wife's got a couple of announcements, and then we'll get right into the Word.
Amen. A couple years ago, about 10 years ago, the Lord began to put something on my heart to start an internet ministry for women for two reasons. One, to connect women who in ministry to other women ministry around the world, and to give them a platform to share what's on their hearts so women might be encouraged and built up to be women of strength and courage and help to their husbands, their homes, their church, and their community. And the Lord gave me an acronym, SWAT, and it stands for Spiritual Women Apprehending Truth. And if you go on our website, which is right up there, they put it up there via pastor's permission. Thank you, Pastor. It's propheticvoiceministriesinternational.com. If you go to the bottom of the page, you'll see SWAT as one of the things that is offered. And every month, I'm going to highlight a woman of God from around the world that will have something powerful to say to the women of God. And so I hope you'll check it out. It launches in January. So these are on sale to support not that ministry, but any income from SWAT will go to PVM, which is the Progressive Vision Missions Department of our ministry. It's the missions department. My son has started it. He has started two micro businesses for Christians with his own money in Pakistan, and we're building a church in Pakistan. The first floor and the roof, which is the floor of the second story, will be there. It'll be three stories. They're building a church and a Bible school. It's packed out. And also Romania and Jordan. So anything you purchase will go for the missions. On the back, if you write a check, it's to PVM. We pray that you'll be blessed tonight. It's a joy to be with you, and it's a joy to see you guys again. Lou and Louisa, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We ask that your anointing would just come and fill and continue to fill us. Bless each and every one that's here by your Spirit, we pray, in Jesus' name. I want to just exhort a little bit tonight, and then we're going to spend some time ministering as the Spirit of the Lord leads. You know, for 43 years now, my wife and I have been in the ministry. We're part of the ministry team that founded Redeemer Church in Utica, New York, with Pastor Mike Cervello about 45 years ago. But, you know, the Lord sent us out, launched us out about 25 years ago, and we've been traveling 300 nights for the last 25 years. We're in about 165 churches every year. And one of the things I like to talk about when we come to a church for the first time is about the prophetic, because that's the main thing the Lord has us and uses us in, the ministry of the prophetic. And oftentimes we've found so many problems with the prophetic. There's so much confusion, misunderstanding, and disappointment with the prophetic. And I don't believe that's what God intended for the prophetic ministry to do. In the book of Ezra, the book just before Nehemiah, chapter 5, verse 2, about halfway through, it says that the elders of the Jews were building the house of God in Jerusalem. Whenever you see Jerusalem in the New Testament, it's always a type and shadow of the New Testament church. And by the way, much of Ezra is a book that points to the New Testament church and principles of the New Testament church. And it says, with them were the prophets of God helping them. The prophetic ministry is to come and help and build and strengthen and encourage and come up alongside of what's already being done for the glory of God. And so often, the confusion and disappointment, we don't understand where does it come from. But in verse chapter 3, you read that suddenly there came those who wanted to come and bring discouragement, began to question them and said, who gave you the right to build this wall? Who said you could do that? Let me tell you something. Every time the Lord begins to speak, When he speaks into your life personally, he has a purpose and a plan for your life. And the enemy wants to rob you of that hope. He wants to rob you of that future. And so you've got to be strong in the Lord, and you've got to understand that he's a deceptor. He's a liar, and he's a thief and a murderer, the Word of God says. I often like to point to people to the first time I believe man ever prophesied in the Bible. And that would be in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 to 25. And let's see what God intended for the prophetic ministry to do. And this is sort of what we call the first mentioned principle in the Bible where the prophetic ministry of through man is used. And it's when God created Eve out of the rib and he brings the woman to Adam and he says, and Adam says, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. That's the prophetic word. He said, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one. That was the part of the prophecy that the enemy hated the most, because it's a type of Christ and you becoming one. And a matter of fact, if you look in your word later in Ephesians chapter 5, you'll see this prophecy in part was repeated. And Ephesians 5 ends that it's a mystery concerning Christ and the church. And it said, the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one. And the man and the woman were naked, and they were not ashamed. That word, not ashamed, it would sound like everything was perfect. So what could go wrong with the prophetic? Where could confusion and misunderstanding and disappointment come in? Well, when you look up the word, not ashamed, it means there was no confusion and there was no disappointment. So what happened? You don't have to look too far, because the first mentioned principle of the enemy is Genesis chapter 3. It said the serpent came, and he came to Eve, and he began to question and twist the word of God. Did God really say? And that moment when he began to question and twist the word of God, confusion came into her. Well, where did the disappointment come from? He said, you see that tree? She said, you see that tree over there? That's the only tree we're not to eat of it. He says, you know why God doesn't want you to eat of that tree? Because he knows in the day that you eat of that tree, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God. If you don't hear me say anything else tonight, I want you to hear this. You better know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, the enemy will rob from you every single time. Because in essence, what she should have said to the devil, she should have looked him right in the eye and said, shut your mouth, you lying devil. I'm already made in the likeness and the image of God. And then we know that from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, he says, let us make male and female in our image and in our likeness. You ladies, you weren't a second thought to God. You were in the original plan. But if you don't know who you are, the enemy will rob from you each and every single time. I like to point to a New Testament scripture where things turn out a little better. In Matthew chapter 3, Jesus goes to be baptized. We know it well. Suddenly, when he comes up out of the water, the heavens open, and he hears God's voice say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus received a prophecy. Was it just for him? No, it was for everyone who was listening. And the next thing Jesus finds himself, he's being tested. And the devil comes and begins to tempt him. But because Jesus knew who he was, he began to confront the devil. Because the devil, if you study that portion of scripture, once again, he was twisting the word of God. You know what makes a lie so powerful? It's always got a little truth in it. And so the enemy twists the word of God. But Jesus knew who he was. And he was able to say to the devil, listen, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God, the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I want to tell you the prophetic ministry is meant to build you. It's meant to strengthen you. And there's been too much confusion and misunderstanding and disappointment. And it's time for the church to rise up. It's time for you and I, as saints of God, to begin to get serious about the prophetic and understand it's not a toy to play with or just something to thrill us, but God wants to speak into our lives because he's got a plan and he's got a destiny for each and every one of us. Come on, amen. And as Jesus confronted the enemy, he had to depart. One more verse I'd like to give you in Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. Once again, it repeats that the elders of the Jews were building the house of God. That's a type and shadow of local ministry that's building a house for the Lord. And it says they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets. They prospered through the prophesying of the prophets. That word prosper there is very powerful. It has three distinct meanings. And let's have a little fun in church tonight. Hallelujah. If I tell you what that definition of that word is, and that's something you'd like in your life, give me a little holler. Hallelujah. Amen? A little shout. That word prosper there means three things, and it's what God wants to do in your life individually through the prophetic and in the life of the church. Here is what it is. The first thing it means is to advance. Is there anyone here who wants to advance? Are you just happy where you are? Are you just satisfied where you are? Or do you want to advance? Amen. The next thing it means is to have a breakthrough. Anybody here need a breakthrough? You know what a breakthrough is? You're loving God, you're serving God, you're doing everything you know to do, but you keep hitting a brick wall. And you need a way to be made where there seemed to be no way. That's the breakthrough. The Word of God calls Himself. He says, I am the Lord of the breakthrough. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Someone say amen. Amen. And the next thing that it means, how many of you have ever seen Star Wars? They robbed the line, hallelujah. You know the part that says to go beyond where you've ever been before? That's the third meaning. Who wants to go beyond where you've ever been before? Hallelujah. Because that's what God intends for the prophetic ministry to do in our life. For 43 years now, my wife and I have dedicated our life to the prophetic ministry, the last 25 to many nations. And we've seen it help build and strengthen and encourage not only the church, but individuals. And because it's a midweek service, I didn't want to take a long time in the word tonight, but I wanted to spend some time ministering to you as the Spirit of the Lord leads. So I want you just to bow your heads. Probably many of you have received prophecy already, maybe in different seasons, in different places. And the area that I felt the Holy Spirit put on my heart that He wanted me to concentrate on tonight with you is for those who need a breakthrough. You're loving God. You're serving God. You're doing everything you know to do, but yet you keep coming up against that brick wall and you need the way to be made open to you. If that's you, I just want you to raise your hand up first. Hallelujah. You need that breakthrough. Those of you who raised your hand, I just want you to stand wherever you are. Just stand wherever you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. You know each and every one that's here. You know their need. You know their circumstance. You know the very thing that they're facing, and there's nothing impossible for you. And Lord, you want to take them and turn them and direct them and lead them to the open way, the open path, the way that you have for them. And so I pray right now for each one that's standing, whether we get to them personally or not, Lord, that you will begin to make a breakthrough for them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. I want you just to remain standing. My wife will come around. If she motions to you, that means she wants you to stand. Hallelujah. And come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Could someone get me a chair, please? If you come forward and you're married, please stay together as a couple. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The rest of you may just be seated for now. Hallelujah. Thank you. If there's anyone that's already up here and you're just visiting the church tonight, I'd like you to take a couple steps forward. Okay. Look,
I'd like to submit this prophetic word to you just before my husband finished. I got a quick vision of you, and you were standing and putting your hand on an architectural design. And the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, the vision that you have, that the Lord is going to give you the resources you need. And the word of the Lord came to me. It says in Isaiah that the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto the house of the Lord. And that word wealth doesn't only mean money, but also means the resources of men. And you have in your heart expansion, not only in the spiritual, but in the natural. And the time is coming when you're going to come in contact with the resources, not only financially, but key people that will be an asset to you and to your ministry, that will be resources for the vision and the plan of God that you have. So be encouraged in this, that it was the vision that he put in your heart. It seems large, and it will even have some type of influence on other nations. But the Lord says, it is my vision and my plan that I gave to you, and I will provide all that you need for that. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
What's your name?
Christine.
Spirit of the Lord is really opening your heart more and more to receive the love of the Father. There's been a lot of things that have taken place in your life that's caused you to suffer and feel abandoned, feel left out, feel like you're always on the outside looking in. But God's love and God's mercy wants to touch you deep in your heart and in your soul and in your spirit. And I see there's been a lot of conflicts around your life, a lot of issues that would continually try to pull on you one way or another, and always feeling like you're coming up short. But as you continue to seek the Lord, as you continue to follow after him, he's going to make a path for you. We pray for the breakthrough through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let every issue that would try to bring in bitterness and anger and upset in your life, lay it down, give it to the Lord. Because it's only stumbling blocks, lie of the enemy to try to keep you and hold you back from a full life of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, you can. And we're going to ask you to say your name in the mic so those who are recording this will know which word goes to who. Amen. What's your name?
I'm Shane.
Amen. My son, through your life, even as a younger boy, you've always felt that people passed you by. And it made you come to a sense that you had no value and that your life was going to reach a stalemate where you could go no further. And even now, this is a season where you're beginning to even wrestle with this more. But I want you to know, son, I will not pass you by. For before you were even born, you were formed. Before you were even born, your spirit man was formed. And I had a plan and a purpose for you, says the Lord. You're not going to fail. You're not going to be passed by. But you're going to be successful and you're going to move forward. I want you to begin to seek my face, says the Lord, for I'm going to bring to you a path that you need to walk down, and it will branch off into two areas. One will be, I want you to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and also what the Lord is saying through your leaders. For they will challenge you to rise up and to look forward in your own life, to apply yourself in the natural, and then you will be in a place where I can do the supernatural. But I need you to rise up, says the Lord. I need you to have faith. I need you to apply yourself. I need you to not only believe in me, but believe in my Spirit that is within you. And know that I can make you do all things through Christ Jesus, and I will not pass you by. God bless you.
Steve and Amy Vineyard.
Hallelujah. Know this, says the Lord. The hard place, the difficult place that you're in right now feels like you're being crushed, surrounded, pressured. But no, it's not to break you. No, it's not to destroy you, but I'm going to make you shine, says the Lord. Through this pressure, through this hardship, I'll bring you through, and you'll know the victory. You'll know the peace that comes with it. Son, for about 14 years, you've been struggling with your own identity and trying to find your place and feel that you had value and had worth. Know this, says the Lord. This is a season that is going to be the breakthrough season for you. You're not going to be dependent on what was yesterday and all the disappointments of yesterday, but you're going to begin to look to the future with a new hope and a new excitement, knowing and understanding that I make a way where there seems to be no way. Daughter, I've heard your prayer. You have been consistent. You've been crying out to me. You've been asking me for help. I'm helping, says the Lord. And I'm going to bring a strengthening to your relationship. I'm going to bring a strengthening because a lot of the pressure has been from the outside, negative things that have come and like a landslide to try to just overtake you and cover you and bring you down. But we dispel that right now. We take authority over that right now. And every idle word that's been spoken against you, every idle word that's been spoken that the enemy's taken and tried to turn it into a word curse over your life, we break those words right now in the name of Jesus. In 2020, you're going to have new vision. You're going to have perfect vision. You're going to begin to see the purposes and the plan of the Lord for your lives. So take this word tonight. Let it saturate into your spirit, into your heart, into your mind, and know that I've got good things ahead for you. Breakthrough comes for you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. What is your name, sister?
Melissa.
My daughter, all your life you have worked hard, very hard. Nothing has come easy, but you're not a woman to give up. You're a woman of power and strength. You're a woman of faith. And you've declared, Lord, if you said it, you're going to do it. I want to see it, and I want to see it with my family. I want to see you move in my home. I want to see you move in my community. Daughter, I'm going to raise you up to be a spiritual warrior, a woman of spiritual warfare in prayer, because I can trust you not to look with an eye of negativity, but rather an eye of faith. I'm going to move in your own household, to that one closest to you that you've been praying for and seeking for. No, I can do it. And I will touch him, and I will cause my spirit to rise up in his heart and his soul. I will change his mind and even his countenance. He shall bow his knee and declare that I am the Lord. And I will cause your anointing not only to be used for your family, because you have a heart for others, but I would ask you, stand in the gap and surround your leaders with prayer and intercession at this time, because there's transitions coming, there's new things coming in the ministry, and they will need those who will stand around them and say yay and amen. We believe in you. We believe in what God has given you. And I want you to also pray for this generation and the city outreach that this church is going to have will be enlarged, says the Lord. And I will even use you in that area, for you are a woman of strength, and it seems, but you are also a woman of compassion and kindness. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Micah and Nicole.
Nicole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I come to mend your spirits, says the Lord. I come to pour my oil and my wine deep into your soul and deep into your spirit. Both of you have been wounded. Both of you have been disappointed. Both of you are in a very, very low point right now, but know this, says the Lord. My strength, my love for you will lift you up. Son, I'm going to give you new courage. I'm going to give you a new insight. You're going to begin to even see yourself different. For those things that have seemed to be limitations and things even people have tried to put on you as a sign or a label of being lacked or not having what's needed, we break those curses. We take authority over those things now in the name of Jesus. Know that I'm stirring courage in you, strength of integrity, unmovable, unshakable, more determined now than ever before. The last 4 years, you've had trial after trial, circumstance after circumstance, things that would just keep trying to weigh on you so heavy. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus for the spirit of breakthrough to come upon you, that you will begin to step beyond every limitation, everything that says no to what God has said yes to. You'll break out and you'll begin to believe the word of the Lord and move beyond the limitation that man and even yourself put on you. Move forward, says the Lord, and you will find the opening and the way, the breakthroughs coming in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. What is your name?
Lindsay.
My daughter, you're harder on yourself than anyone else is. You're so very critical of yourself, the way you look, the way you think, whether you're gifted or not gifted. You always feel like you're lacking in every area. But know this, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. With great thought and great precision, I made you. You're unique in me, says the Lord. And I want you to draw closer to me. I want you to go to the ministry and say, where is it that I can begin to help and begin to serve? For as you serve in the house of the Lord, not only will it bring new relationships into your life and friendships into your life that will be a strength to you, but it will cause you to begin to see that truly there is a place of service for everyone in the house of the Lord. I don't make any junk, says the Lord. And you're beautiful in my sight. I know who you are. I know that you built a wall around yourself to protect you. But you're tender-hearted and you're easily wounded. But you are also easily touched when you see others suffer. There's a place where I can use you. But I want to build you up in the house of the Lord. So begin to establish yourself in the house of the Lord by serving. And let your feet go deep into the foundation of the house, and let my spirit spring up in you and show you who you are, says the Lord. You're my child, and I love you. And if you're good enough for me, you're good enough for anybody. God bless you. Amen.
Such a zeal in your heart for the Lord. There's a great love, and that zeal is because the Word of God says, he who has been forgiven much is going to love much, and you love God. You know where he's brought you from. You know the path that he's brought you through. And even now when you feel like you're up against the rock and the hard place and not sure where to move and how to move, I want you to stand still. I want you to stand in the knowledge of your salvation. I want you to stand in the knowledge of who you are in me. That once you were undone, once you were not apart, but now you're my son. Now you're in my fold. Now you belong to me, says the Lord. And I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm not going to leave you or abandon you or discard you, but I want to strengthen you. I want to encourage you. I want to build you stronger and stronger in your own self, that you begin to see the mountain and begin to see the things that would say, there's no path for you, there's no way for you, and you'd begin to declare, my God will make the way. And where there seems to be no way, he will make the way. No, I will make the way for you, says the Lord. Right now, there's a lot of things pulling on you in different directions. You're really being challenged to take a strong stand for the principles of the things of the kingdom of God. Probably some of the most strongest testing you've been since you've called on the name of the Lord. But God has confidence in you. He knows that you love him. So stand strong. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Don't go by what you see or what you feel in the natural, but go by the Spirit. Let my Spirit lead you. Let my Spirit guide you. I want to give you insight. I want to give you ability to see beyond just your circumstance. I want you to begin to look beyond your circumstance. Keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. And the path will be made, and it'll be made open. And you won't stumble, you won't fall, but you'll succeed and reach your destiny and your purpose. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Can you guys come? Amen. Hello, can we have your name?
Yes, my name is Kyle.
Jay.
My son and daughter, I have had my eye on you for a while, says the Lord. And I drew you by my Spirit. You know this, says God. And you are a couple. You have many dreams and visions and hopes for the future. And I put them in your heart. And I want you to know that I'm going to cause you to advance systematically in those things. You felt like you've been at like a brick wall. And just when you think you're going to break through, something gets in your way. But the Lord says, delay does not mean no. It's a matter of timing. So keep your eye focused on me, says the Lord. Keep your ear open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. For I will give you wisdom and discernment for your life and your livelihood. And even that which you will do in the future entrepreneurially. But know this, make room for the word of God. Make room to study my word. Be one that's hungry after the word. Not a disciple is not just a follower, but he's a student of the things of the Lord. And I want you to do that. For this is partly for the church pastor. I really feel the Lord saying he's going to bring in a lot in this next season. A lot of young couples. Quality young couples like them. That are going to be grounded in the house of the Lord. Lively stones that have zeal and wisdom from the Lord. And God wants to use you. Like if you could picture a brick wall, that's what I saw. And the Bible says we're lively stones. But around each brick there's mortar. And that cement, that mortar is what helps keep the bricks together. And I will use you if you will follow after me. Have a teachable spirit. Study. Listen to the leaders. Submit yourself to them. I will cause you to be mortar in the lives of many other young couples. So therefore, I will not only require much of you, but I will bless you. And I will cause success to be upon you naturally and spiritually. For you will be a testimony to them of what God will do to those that will serve, that will humble themselves, and will study and submit to my word. So make room, says the Lord, because I've made room for you in my plan. God bless you. Amen. Quality, young people of integrity with clean hands and pure hearts. What does the Lord say? People like you will ascend into the presence of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
If you were standing when we gave the altar call originally, if you need a breakthrough, I want you to stand again if you weren't called the first time. Rita's going to go around again. Hello. Hi, brother. What's
your name? Chris.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make you an overcomer, says the Lord. I want to make you more than a conqueror. I want you to begin to step in and begin to take ground, take a hold of the circumstances and the situations around your life. Because too many times you start, you begin to move forward, and then there's those things that come and try to say, no, you can't go any further. I want to bring breakthrough, not only in the realm of your natural life and in the things that you do, your work and your life and your family, but I want to make you an overcomer even in the things of the Lord. Sometimes you just see yourself so practical and you think, I'm so practical. You're kind of everything in place, and you know where everything is, and you know how to do a lot of things, and you don't consider yourself spiritual, but practicality is a spiritual thing. And even though you are someone who kind of hands-on and works hard, God wants you to understand that there's an anointing of his grace on your life. And the things that keep hindering you, and it's almost like you take a couple of steps forward and then you're back a couple. We pray right now that there'll come a consistent going forward and moving forward in the grace of God. And the things that would have tripped you up, the things that would have stopped you, the things that would have halted you, no longer have any authority in your life. And not only do you have the breakthrough, but you have the victory in it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, son.
What is your name?
Darlene.
My daughter, you find yourself in a situation where there are those that are draining your strength, draining your finances, and causing your heart to be heavy. You love them. And it's always been your heart to help and aid. Even as a little girl, you took upon responsibilities far above your age. And you were someone who helped and gave and gave and gave. But I say to you this day, I release you from the burden of feeling like you've got to meet their needs. For they've been draining you and your spirit is getting weak, says the Lord. And it comes even to the place where sometimes you find yourself in lack, and you don't begrudge that. But daughter, it's a gift of mercy and a gift of giving, which is a wonderful gift. They're administrative gifts. They're not of the nine gifts of the Spirit, but they are wonderful gifts in the house of the Lord. And every church needs one of those. But daughter, I don't want you to be taken advantage of by those who don't appreciate it, who don't say it, but just are takers, takers, takers. So I speak to you this day out of love. It is okay to say no. Enough is enough. And I want you to do that, says the Lord, because they need to come to a place of understanding where they know they've got to suck it up and they've got to make things right in their life and they've got to take some responsibility. I want you to be someone who helps and encourages, but not an enabler, or they will always, always, always be expecting you to meet the need. I want to protect you, daughter, because I love you. Because it's not that I want you not to give to people, but give to the house of the Lord. Give where it will be used wisely and where it will be appreciated and where people's lives will be blessed. It's time for them to grow up. Tough love is good love. It's okay. And don't let them manipulate you that you're a Christian and you have to. No, you don't, says the Lord. It's okay to take care of yourself. God bless you. Amen.
I'm Aaron.
Andrea.
First thing I feel is just the love of God surrounding you, the presence of the Lord coming to gird you up and to strengthen you. These last 4 months have been real trying. It's been a time of, like your soul's been cast down, like your hope has been broken, that your dreams and your plans and the things you hoped for seem to be shaken and robbed. But I want you to know, says the Lord, my love is towards you. Son, at a very early age, there was a harsh voice in your life, and demands that were made on you, and you never felt like you were good enough. You never felt like you were able to hold your own ground or match up to someone else. And that's followed you through these years, and even in different circumstances of your life, even when that voice hasn't been as loud as it was before, still affects you, and it causes you to hesitate and almost stop yourself from proceeding and going further and having the breakthrough that you need. I want to give you that breakthrough. I want you to know that you're precious. There's a strength of integrity and godly character in you. You're a solid man, and you're a solid woman of God. And this thing that's tried to halt you and stop you, it's tried to put pressure between the two of you, and it's tried to really bring a sense of agitation and little things. And before you know it, there's so much calamity that's happening. You don't know where to begin and where it ends. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to every single issue, every wind of adversity, every single thing that's tried to break your spirit, break your heart, disappoint you. We break that right now in the name of Jesus. And we call the peace of God that passes all understanding. Son, I'm going to begin to cause you to see even your own life, your own talents, your own abilities, your own giftings. You're a very gifted man. You're not lacking in talent. You're not lacking in anything. You're very gifted. You've got it all. But it's been the nagging of what was in the past that tries to rob you from the future that God has for you. We proclaim in the name of Jesus that 2020 will be a year of breakthrough for you. That you're going to find a new liberty and a new freedom. It's even hard for you to express yourself fully in the presence of the Lord because you're always feeling like it's not good enough. Let that go. Let it go. Because I opened the gateway for you. Daughter, you're very sharp. There's discernment of the Holy Spirit in you. And you maybe have not understood where the harshness came from in his life or that voice. You might have not experienced it, but you know the wounding. And you know how hard it's affected. But that thing is being broken right now, and in part because of your prayer. And your discernment to say, no, we're not going to settle for this. We're going to press in. We're going to press even harder. Know that the blessing comes from the Lord. We speak blessing, blessing, blessing in the name of Jesus over your life. Mindset change. New thinking, new understanding, new insight, new vision, new breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless
you. There's the four people that were standing, you, sister, you with the blue shirt, and you also can come up, please. Amen.
It's about 8 after, and I told the folks that at about 8:10, if you need to leave and I'm cognizant of the kids, you're welcome to do that now. I'm going to allow them to continue to minister to these that they have asked to come up here. So I love you. If you need to leave, nobody's going to look at you funny. And aren't you so grateful for tonight? Amen.
Excuse me, brother. What's your name?
Chuck.
Amen. My son. In your walk with the Lord, you've seen the good, you've seen the bad, and you've seen the ugly. But you never let any of those things deter you from your love and commitment to the Lord and to the house of the Lord. And I want you to know, son, that you have blessed my heart. And I honor that in you, says the Lord. You're a man of integrity and honor. And in this season, I want you to know that I see the physical needs, and I believe it's your body, but also someone close to you. And the Lord says, I'm going to come with the wind of healing, and I'm going to touch you, and I'm going to strengthen you. You've been even more concerned for her than you have for yourself. But the Lord says, I'm going to reverse the declaration of the enemy, and even the physicians will be amazed. For is not, remember this, says the Lord in Scripture, when Moses was in the wilderness and the fiery serpents were coming and biting the people of God, and he interceded, and I said, take a staff, a shepherd's staff, wrap a snake around it and put it right in the middle of the wilderness, the difficult season, and tell them that when they look past the snake to the staff, they will be healed. The snake was there. The reality is there. But I am the great physician. And is it not even the medical logo for all physicians, a staff with a snake? They do not know that they are prophesying to every person that is sick that my blood and my death on Calvary is the means by which I, the great physician, can do what they can never, could never do. So I will reverse things and I will bring strength. Look past the snake to the staff. The Lord bless you, sir. It's an honor to pray for you. God bless you. Amen.
Sarah.
My daughter, this has been a season where there's been whispers of negativity in your ear. And it seems like it's getting louder and louder and louder. And you're beginning to wonder, is this the truth? And I want you to know that the mind is the battleground of the enemy. And a stronghold is a negative or ungodly thought that takes root in our mind, then settles in a heart. And as a man thinketh in his heart, or a woman, so he is. But you are not what those negative lies are saying. Your life will not be what those words are saying. Your future will not be what those words are saying. For I have a plan and a purpose. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, shall be your declaration for this year coming. The Lord says, I know the thoughts that I have of you. Thoughts of good, not evil, to bring you to a prosperous future. Shake it off, daughter. Shake it off, girl, and rise up in the power of the living God. Amen. God bless you. Into the darkness my hand shall reach, daughter. To those that people would think, or even sometimes you think, are so far from the light of the Lord that there's no hope. But there is no darkness that my light cannot penetrate. No place too far that my hand cannot reach. My spirit is not bound by time nor space. And I will move by my spirit upon those that you have been praying for. And though it doesn't look like you see anything, I want you, like Moses did when he extended the staff over the Red Sea. It says that he stood there all night long, but he extended his faith, holding the staff, which represents the authority of God. And it says from the east, the wind began to blow from the other side of the Red Sea. And when the morning came, the sea was parted. Know this, says the Lord, I am blowing in this dark season. And though you don't see it, don't second guess that I will do it, says the Lord. Stand in faith, put your hand out, and let your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth in me, in my family, even as you have said it should be in heaven. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Could we have a young man to come and hold the mic for us? Hello. What's your name, Joel? It's time to take a new stand in life. It's time to step forward, step out of the shadow, step out of the brokenness, step out of the disappointment. I don't want you looking back. There's things that can't be changed. Because if you keep looking back, if you try to just keep your eyes on what was, you're not going to be able to see where you're going and where I want to bring you. So I want you to let go of the past. Let it go. Even in the sense of those that you must forgive. You know, the Greek word for forgiveness means let it go. Just let it go. The more you hold on to it, the more it's going to hold on to you. The more you drag it along, the more it's going to try to pull you down. And God can truly give you a breakthrough, and things can truly change for you. It doesn't have to remain the same. So make a determination in your heart. I'm going forward by the grace of God, step by step. Doesn't have to be giant steps. You don't have to run. Step by step. But do it. Purpose it in your heart, and you're going to see the breakthrough. Things will open up for you, and things will begin to change. There's been so much that's been robbed from you, stolen from you. If you look back and just look at those things, it's just going to disappoint you more and more and grieve your spirit. But look forward, look to the Lord, let the breakthrough come, and he will restore to you. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. From the time you were a little girl, you heard, no, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you won't do this, you won't do that. You think that's going to happen to you? You think you deserve that? All negativity. All negativity, and you still hear it in your mind. It still works on you heavy. And then you try so hard because you love me. You say, Lord, you rise up and you say, Lord, I believe you. But then something else happens. I want to erase those words from your mind and from your heart, says the Lord. For there is more than this. This is not as good as it gets. Every day is a new day. Yes, with new challenges. But only to show you that there's victory after victory after victory. And you have taken several kinds of abuse in your life. But I want to remove those scars from your heart. You're not a victim. Even some of them, people have convinced you that it's your fault, you deserved it. No, you didn't. Do not take the sins of others upon yourself. I want you to be free, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, not to the flesh, but unto the Spirit of God that will establish the key elements of the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And daughter, I want to bring those things to you. This is not as good as it gets. There's more for you. Amen. So be strong and of a good courage. Amen. God bless you.
What's your name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. I'm going to pour a fresh ointment on you, says the Lord. An ointment that's going to come and soothe and heal the wounds. You're a brave woman. You're a strong woman. You're a determined woman. You're someone that rises up every day. You put your cares, your worries, your heartaches, your disappointments behind you, and you move forward. You just keep pressing. You keep going. But the last 6 weeks, it's been more difficult because it's almost like this thing is in your face. And it doesn't matter what you try to do. There's just this hard, 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 kind of heartbreaking, heart-wrenching circumstance that just keeps weighing heavier and heavier on you. And in the name of Jesus, we pray right now the supernatural touch of the Holy Spirit. It's not so much you, but those that you're dealing with. If it was up to you, if you had in your own power, your own strength, your own will, it'd be all over with already. It'd be taken care of. But because their will, their spirit, their hearts involved, it's been a struggle because they don't want to hear what you got to say. Matter of fact, they tune you off. But nevertheless, the burden just keeps growing harder and harder on you. We pray right now. that there will come a breakthrough by the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, that your prayers will be answered, that things will begin to turn around. The real root of their problem is that they're so disappointed in life. They thought things were going to go a certain way, and it's gone a whole different way. And they can't grasp the reality of what they're living now. They can't grasp the reality of what has happened, and it's just caused them to dig in and just believe the lie and not have any hope for the future. But we take authority over that circumstance right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray through your prayers and through the power of the Holy Spirit, breakthrough is going to come, and restoration and healing and strengthening. And they'll rise up, they'll wash their face, they'll change their clothes, they'll begin to put their head up, their shoulders back, and begin to trust the living God again. Because they did at one time, but all this stuff has just pushed them further and further away. But God will have his way. You stay strong. Amen? God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hello. What's your name? I'm going to bring a new confidence in you. I'm going to put a new courage. You're going to begin to see yourself differently. You're not going to see yourself in the view and the light of the negativity of others. One of the things that you've come under accusation and come under harsh words because there's a jealousness against you. You say, who would be jealous of me? They seem to have everything going for them. But you have me. And there's a glow and there's a joy that comes forth from your being because you know the living God. So I don't want you to fear the face of man. I don't want you to fear what man could do. I want you to know that my hand is on you for good. And you're not going to be trodden down. You're not going to be stepped on. You're not going to be a doormat for anybody. But I'm going to make you strong and very courageous. And there's a word of God stirring in your heart. There's a word of hope that's stirring in your heart. God's going to use you with other young people. So you are going to be a champion in your generation. Know that my hand is on you for good. Hallelujah. There's a touch of my Holy Spirit that I'm going to inflame in you and let the glow of the fire of my anointing burn in you more and more. Already you become very sensitive to people's needs. There's times where you're with a group of people and you just begin to feel compassion for one of them. You don't know the situation. You don't know anything, but it's just the sensing that you get. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit getting developed in you. Hallelujah. So you keep plugging. You keep going. You keep walking for God, and you watch what he does with your life. Hallelujah.
Hello. What's your name, sweetheart? My daughter. I've heard you crying unto me in the midnight hour, saying, Lord, you need to touch me. You need to touch my back and my knees. And Lord, even my breathing has been difficult lately. What's happening? The Lord says, daughter, I've heard your cry, and I'm coming, says the Lord. I'm coming to embrace you and to touch you and to rebuke the devourer on your behalf and to break off from you the spirit of fear, says the Lord, that has been trying to overcome you. I will not forget you and ignore your prayer, says the Lord. I feel like there's like a spirit of intimidation that's around you in your home, that there's those that try to come, and I don't know whether they're in relationship with you in, that live in the home or people that come in the home, but they try to intimidate you. And the Lord says, daughter, call upon me and I will give you wisdom concerning these people and discernment. And I will cause you to be strengthened. And I will not let you be deceived or fooled or manipulated. I will give you a word of grace, but a word of wisdom as you speak to them. And they will stand back and say, almost say, well, what got into her? You just tell them it's the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Hello, what's your name?
Cheryl.
Hi. Lord shows me that you're truly a lovely woman. There's such kindness, and so many times your heart weighs heavy because of the gift of mercy and grace that God's put in your life. I feel like you're at a place right now where you feel like not hopeless in the Lord, but hopeless in life circumstance. And there's this huge thing that stands in the way. It's like you can't see around it. There's no way over it. You don't know how you're going to get through this next season. You're not someone that usually speaks of the disappointments or the hurts or the things that have broken your heart. A lot of times you've kept it in. You just keep pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down. But it's got to the point where it's just built up so strong right now that you've got to release it, that you've got to begin to just let it go, hallelujah, by the grace of God. You've been wronged. You've been robbed. You've been wronged. It's been a hard, terrible thing that you've gone through, but God's grace and mercy is on your life. And you've pushed these things down, and you haven't become bitter. You haven't become anger, but they consume you sometimes. And it's the night hour, it's the midnight hour that it gets the worst. And sometimes you feel such a heavy weight coming right here on your chest, like you feel like your breath is going to be robbed from you. It's like you can't breathe, and it tries to bring like this panic on you. It's not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. We take authority over that right now in the name of Jesus, and we break that heavy thing right now. The spirit of condemnation, that's what it is. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. And that thing that tries to stand in your way, that thing that seems unmovable, unshakable, it's like you face it every day. It's like right there in your face. We pray in the name of Jesus that thing comes down, hallelujah. Just like the walls of Jericho, that they come down, that they come down, that they come down, that they come down with a shout. We believe God for it.
Amen.
And as those walls come down, you're going to begin to release those disappointments, release them. Don't carry it. Don't carry it. God has a heavy anointing for intercession on you. That's where you're very effective in the war room. You're a warrior in the spirit. You're someone that you've had battles before and you've gotten over it, but this has been like a prolonged thing. But in the name of Jesus, we're believing it's coming to an end. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, precious lady. Hallelujah. Hello. What's your name? Give me a hug. You're so sweet.
I just wanted to say, you know, you pour out, and you pour out, and you came and traveled all this way, but one of the things I wanted to Pastor Bless, I love him, and Pastor Ryan, and Pastor Chuck, and all that serve the Lord.
Amen.
So thank you.
Let's just pray and bless you. Father, we thank you for this woman. What a heart. That's your heart, Lord. To have a heart for the servants of the Lord and the people of the Lord. And Father God, that's the kind of heart you have towards our sister. And even though sometimes she sits back and she thinks that no one sees her and she feels unloved and sometimes so lonely, Lord, I pray that you would release your spirit. You're going to embrace her and love her and cause her to understand that she is loved and cared for in this house. And that people do see her, and there's those that even pray for her. Father, right now we release the peace of God upon her life. And in those quiet times, in when she lays her head on the pillow, let her go to rest knowing that the love of God is surrounding her and protecting her in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Have your wife come.
Ryan.
Samantha.
My son and daughter, there's such an honest report about you. There's such an open heart and a willingness to serve. Sometimes people would look at you and think everything comes easy. Everything's just kind of been handed on a silver plate. But they don't know the trenches that you've been in. They don't know the hard places and the difficult places and the sacrifices you have already made for the things of the kingdom.
Right.
I want you to know that my eye is on you, says the Lord. And I value you not because of what you do, although I honor that, I respect that, I love that of you. But I love you because of who you are. Daughter, I'm going to begin to draw you out from the shadows.
Yep.
Sometimes you feel the impression of the Holy Spirit coming to you. Sometimes you feel like the Lord is speaking. And because of your upbringing, because of the place of being told to be silent in the early years of your life, you feel like, who am I to speak? I have nothing valuable to say. But I've put words in you. I've put value in you. You are valuable to me, says the Lord. And I'm going to stir the gifts of the Holy Spirit in you. I'm going to stir them up. You admire strong women of God. You admire those who are faithful and stand strong. And sometimes the enemy's tried to convince you you're a millstone and you're going to hinder the man of God and that you don't have what it takes. Yes, you do. Because my hand of anointing's on you, and I'm going to use you together with your husband. You will be a strong team ministry. One of the gifts that you haven't really, really stepped into yet, but I'm going to cause you to step into it. It's going to be a gift of counseling on you, an ability to just minister to people and share the love of God with people. Son, you're feeling like you're being stretched in so many directions right now. But that stretching is not of the enemy. The stretching is of the Holy Spirit. I'm stretching you beyond your comfort zone. Because I'm going to pour my anointing. I'm going to pour my spirit in you. I'm enlarging your spirit, man. I'm going to remove the stumbling blocks of hesitation, of fully stepping out in the boldness of the Holy Ghost. This is a prophetic anointing that wants to stir up in your life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The quickening of the Word of God. A word in due season. A word that's going to open up avenues in people's lives. Daughter, I'm going to give you a gift of wisdom. You're a very practical girl. And there's no rush in your life. There's no push in your life. You're not trying to look for a position. You're not looking for a platform. You're not looking to be up in front. But I'm drawing you out of the shadows. And I'm going to move you forward. This next year, I'm going to open your vision. Both of you. And you're going to begin to behold and see things in a whole different light. You've been being prepped. You've been being prepared. You've been being anointed for the season that's ahead. And I don't want you to second guess yourself. I don't want you to doubt. I don't want you to fear. But I want you to know that my hand is on you for good. I don't know if it's your natural sister, but there's a female that you're very concerned about. And it's almost like you can't, the burden just seems to get greater and greater in this time of the year. And you kind of think, well, maybe it's because of the holidays and people get close and are friendly and that. but there's a burden on your heart. God's going to open a perfect opportunity. And what she would have never listened to before, she's going to open the conversation. You're not going to have to do it. She will open it, and you will have the privilege of leading her to the Lord and seeing her life renewed in Christ. Hallelujah. I believe it's someone who's already known the Lord, but in circumstances of life, been hard and difficult for her. She's lost a lot. But God is going to do a work in her life, and God's going to use you. What a precious couple you guys are.
Brother, I would just like to say, the Lord really spoke to me that there's a prophetic anointing on your life too. And there's times in worship where you feel something stirring. It's the prophetic song of the Lord where the Lord sings prophecy to the house. And I want you to begin to step out in faith and release it. If it encourages, if it edifies people and it exalts me, there's no way you could ever hurt anyone. Know this, says the Lord. You'll sing songs that will touch the hearts of man, open up the hearts of man, bring healing to souls and to spirits. And that is just the beginning, says the Lord, for I will stir it and I will bring the anointing heavier, heavier, and heavier, says the Lord, upon your life. You've even asked, Lord, is that you that's telling me about prophecy, or is it me? And you've been hesitant because you didn't want to assume anything. Well, you no longer have to assume. Yes, it is me. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Two are always better than one. Hallelujah. Both of you are the kind of people that can embrace people and cause people to feel comfortable and feel welcomed and feel loved. That's a real gift from God. A lot of times the Lord, or people think the opposites are attract, but you so too are so much alike in a lot of ways. There's a heart for people. Somewhere in your paths, someone who declared they loved God, served God, wanted to do for God, shipwrecked, disappointed you, and you thought, what hope do I have to shine? What hope do I have to be successful? You're not them. You're you. And you're a strong man of God. There's such a godly strength in you. And when I called her forward, I wasn't really expecting, you know, you. But when you came, there's a presence with you. There's a presence of the Holy Spirit on you. She can be who God's called her to be because you're lifting her up. You're encouraging her. You believe in this woman. And you believe in the call of God on her life. Daughter, I'm going to bring a quickening of my Holy Spirit on your words. You deal with people sometimes, especially young adults, older teens. You see the path they're going on. You see exactly where they're heading. And there's such a burden that rises up in you because you want to spare them from all the pain of life and the grief of life. But you've learned and realized that sometimes people have to go the hard way before they really learn. And the Lord's releasing you from a spirit of feeling like you have let them down or you've missed the mark. People are going to do what people are going to do. You don't stop being who you are.
Amen.
You don't stop pouring out from your heart the word of the Lord that God gives you for them. And I don't know what you do in the natural, but I feel like God is going to bring you to the public view. Whatever you do, God's going to showcase you and cause your abilities and your talents to be known kind of in the community as well. We pray for your home. We pray for everything that's yours. We build the hedge of God's grace and protection. I got to come back to you, brother. Don't let someone else's failure try to dictate your life. You're a man of God.
Amen.
You're sold out for God. You're going to do great things for the Lord, and you're going to be very successful in the natural. If you're just kind of plateaued right now, start reaching higher, because God's got so much more for you. We bless you both in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Holly.
Hi, Paul. Hallelujah. Son, you've done well to take hold of the new day. You've done well to say, I'm going to press through all the disappointments and the failures, because this isn't the first rodeo you've been a part of, the first church you've been a part of. You've come, you've given much, you've sacrificed much. But the one thing about you, whatever you gave to the work of the Lord, you didn't give it in the hands of man. You gave it to the Lord. So whether man used it right or not, what you did to the Lord, and God honors that. Because sometimes you think, why did I let so much slip through my hand? Why did I go along with something that wasn't going to be fruitful? Let all that thinking go. You're now in a house that's going to be fruitful. You're part of a ministry team that's going to expand and grow in this area. You've had a burden for this area. You've been kind of a pioneer in prayer, believing God for breakthrough. Continue to stand strong, unmovable, unshakable. Understanding that everything you've sown into the kingdom and everything you've done for the kingdom has not gone void. It has gone to the throne of God, and God will honor you and bless you and strengthen you. Not only you, but those that you love. There's been some broken relationships in your life. I see people who you cared for, who you love, have somewhat pulled away from you because of circumstances, things, all kinds of things could have happened. But the Lord doesn't want you to live in disappointment. He wants you to live in joy. You step out in joy. You embrace the love of the Lord that he has for you. And you serve God. Continue to serve him. Continue to be the faithful man of God that you are. And God will take care of all the rest. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother, you can go right over there. What's your name?
Sue.
Amen. I don't know what you do for a living. But, you know, my daughter's a hairdresser. And people always come and tell her everything, 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 everything. You're like that. You have a way of making people feel comfortable. And when they're around you, they can just sit there and pour out their hearts. And you're a very loving woman. And because of that, they're drawn to you. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you two things. First of all, I'm going to protect you from some of the lunatics that have been pounding at your doors. And secondly, the Lord says, I'm going to give you a word of knowledge in season for people that I particularly have my eye on. And a word of knowledge identifies a problem or situation that normally through human means you would have no idea. And so the Lord says, it's going to spark something in them. Just leave it. Don't even tell them about me. Just say, I have a feeling. And then they'll say, Well, why do you have that? You can say, I just, you know, I'm a Christian, and I just felt impressed of the Lord to share that with you. Leave it. They'll come back, and they'll knock on your heart, and they'll want more, and they'll want more, and they'll want more. And know this, daughter, I'm bringing you from this day, not because of that, because I know you'll do that, but I'm bringing you more. I'm going to open the doors of favor and blessing upon your life and upon your family, and you're going to see those. There's some in your family that they've always felt. Do you have children? Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you have a boy? Okay, I feel it's your son. That he's always feels like he's under pressure, and he can never make it. He won't ever succeed. I'm going to break that mentality in him, and I'm going to cause him begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying with you, instead of him saying, "Oh, say you got to say that because you're my mom." But the Lord says, you begin to say, no, I don't have to say it. I'm your mom, so I got to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. The Lord says it. God's got a plan for you. When you decide that you're going to say, Lord, help me, you'll see the breakthrough that'll come. Be bold. Don't nag him about it, but be bold. Tell him like it is, and let me do the rest, says the Lord. God bless you.
First thing the Lord told me, a lot of prayer has been made for you over the years. You're not standing here cheap. Intercession was made for you. You have such a heart of gratitude. You're thankful to the Lord for his mercy and for his grace and for his love that he shines on your life. You love serving in the house of the Lord. You love the little details. You love taking care of the things that have to be taken care of. And I felt in my heart, God said, "You, as you've cared for my house, as you've helped my people, as you've blessed my church, I'll take care of your house. I'll take care of those that you love. Even in the hardest circumstances, even in the deepest problems, my hand of grace and mercy is extended, and you will not be disappointed. But you will stand rejoicing, knowing that if God is for me, who can be against me?" We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're standing here against all the odds. Your journey, your walk in me was not an easy one. Many times it was like you were standing up against such a wind of adversity, such a wind of wanting to say no, always trying to stop you. But you had a determination in your heart and in your mind. There were those who would have wanted to put you in a box, hold you back, keep you down, keep you silent. But you felt the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in you. And not that you were the kind of man that would just look for an argument, but you couldn't bear stand another service, not another preaching, where Jesus wasn't really lifted up, where the name of the Lord wasn't really glorified, where the power of the Holy Spirit wasn't able to be released. And so that birthed a cry in both of you. We want to build a church where the Spirit of God can be. We want to build our ministry around the presence of the living God. We don't want the people's dependency on us because we have nothing, but we want their dependency to be on the power of the living God. We just met tonight, but I feel like this whole thing that you're doing did not come easy. There was so much resistance, so much that tried to say no. And I just feel...
Other Christians, other leaders. And that's the worst kind of discouragement, but you broke through it. And that's why you have an anointing to birth faith into others. Because you've had to stand up and believe God despite adversity. Brother, I saw something in the spirit. At first, I thought it was a shadow coming from the church over a certain area heading towards Rochester. And then I realized it's not a shadow. It was oil on the ground. And the Lord says, I'm beginning to spread the anointing from this house towards that area. There will be multiple campuses, says the Lord. And so the things that you have in your heart that you have many you've shared with your wife, there's even some that you're holding on to that you want more clarification on from the Lord. But that's my will, says the Lord. I'm releasing the anointing, my anointing, from this house that will reach into the community. And I see it just moving and heading towards Rochester. So I submit that to you with whatever God's given you, but no, use it as a confirmation that the plan that God has is yea and amen.
And there's an anointing on you to raise disciples, to raise young people. Your heart has really had a burden for the next generation. Both of you said, we've run our race, we've done it, and we know that we're not done yet. but we've got to raise up the next generation. We've got to prepare those who are going to follow through. No, I've already given you some, even of your own loin, but I'll also bring others in that will have a hunger to be taught, who will have a heart to serve, a heart to submit, a heart to have a teachable spirit, because I want to raise up strong young men and women who will be able to stand in the gap for the next generation, for the next move of the Spirit. Know that I'm going to bring even favor on the work. I feel like there's something that took place in this region, if not the city itself, that's put a bad taste or put people off to the things of Christianity. That's all that I'm getting. But God is going to bring a healing to that, and there's going to come a gathering in of a lot of people that once knew the Lord that have become disheartened, hurt, bitter, disappointed. The power of the Holy Spirit through your ministry is going to bring healing to many who once stood in the house of the Lord, and there's going to come a gathering of people unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're kind of really a courageous kind of lady. You remind me of my wife because I fret over things and she don't worry about it. God's going to take care of it. We've been there. We've been around that mountain before and God has come through. That's a courageousness in you. And you have that ability to put into the people to be brave and to be strong and not to faint and not to get weary in well-doing, but to stick to it. Stand strong. Keep moving forward. We bless both of you, and we bless everything that God's put in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I love all of you. God, I thank you for this night. Lord, take every word that was spoken into every life. And God, I pray that you'll allow us to believe and to receive in the name of Jesus. Blessing over your people, I pray. Thank you for sending your gifts tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen. I love you. God bless you. Hug somebody on the way out, okay?